Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to the show. It's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, so you can have that cash flow, the prosperity, and freedom now, rather than waiting forever for that money to come in. But guys, it's not just about being rich, it's about creating a rich life, because as you are blessed financially, you have the ability to enrich and bless the lives of others by creating a ripple effect through their lives. Guys, thank you so much for allowing me to create that ripple effect through you. Again, I appreciate you guys that tuning in. You guys have been binging on these episodes. You've been going back. You've been sharing. You've been doing all these great things. And so I appreciate it so much. By the way, little tip here. If you're going back and binging on our episodes, if you're looking for more passive investing type of options, start from the most recent and work your way back. But make sure you stay on the most recent when we have them come out twice a week. On the flip side, if you're just starting out or you're saying, I'm an entrepreneur, if anything, I'm getting started in business and I need those basic things to help me out and be successful in my business, start from the beginning and work yourselves forward while still staying up to date on some of these things that come out. So just big tip for you guys right there. Hey, as a reminder, as always, go check our website, moneyripples.com. If you want more information, whether it's on infinite banking, whether it's on, you know, even just what kind of services we offer and how we can help you hit your passive income goals, go check that out. In fact, there's even a passive income calculator you can take on that website now. So go check out moneyripples.com. So today, guys, I've had many people bring up questions. And these are people that have been, you know, really aren't, you know, these are people that actually are very intelligent. They're successful in their own right, whether they're entrepreneurs, whether they're real estate investors. But I often get these myths that come to me. People that talk about these different myths or really being misled about how to really use infinite banking. Now, for those of you that are not sure what this is, infinite banking is simply this. We use a whole life insurance policy. The way we do it is we use very cash rich, lower cost whole life insurance so that you get the best rate of return on that. That's why we call it max ROI infinite banking for our side. Now, what happens though is that you're actually using this money to grow savings. It's not just a death benefit like term insurance is. You can grow savings inside of this tax-free, protected from lawsuits and creditors, making much better than 0.0% in your bank. And it gets taxed like a Roth IRA, but you don't have all this 59.5 rule to deal with. So it's much more flexible, much more safe than even putting your money in the market. Now, that being said, a lot of times you hear people talking about be your own banker, right? Which is a great concept. Nelson Nash came up with that, the godfather of infinite banking, so to speak. Now, he has a great book called Be Your Own Banker, right? Which is a great book to check out. Now, the one thing that I was taught, remember, when I came as a financial advisor, I was anti-whole life. I thought they stunk. I thought they're a waste of money. If anything, you buy term, or maybe you get like IULs or VULs, something that gives you some stock market gains, because what I was taught by other financial advisors, not based on my own knowledge, but based on other financial advisors telling me, you only make 1% or 2% a year on whole life, which to some level is kind of true with some of the traditional whole life policies, but not the kind of ones that I learned to do. So anyways, as I left being a financial advisor in 06, I met guys that were real estate investors, all excited about infinite banking. Like, they were all doing it. So I said, okay, you guys obviously know something I don't. You know, and I read that book by Nelson Nash, Become Your Own Banker. Now, as I read it, I thought, oh my goodness, there's so many cool things that although you could do some of that stuff with like universal life, like what I had taught people to do before, you really could do a lot more. There were some concepts about using it now versus just waiting for retirement. However, one of the big concepts they teach, and they're coming from more of this Dave Ramsey perspective, is paying off your debt. Right? They'll talk about you can use this to pay off your debt or even pay cash for things, but you can actually get a better return. So they would say you could buy your own cars in cash using your life insurance policy instead, but borrowing the money for your policy to go use it. they would say, borrow your money from the policy to go pay your house or even pay your house off, right? So it's all cash, you're debt free, but you're using this money instead. And then you pay yourself back the payments. So they say you make this predetermined amount, whatever you want that monthly payment to be that you would normally pay to the bank. Instead, you pay it back in your policy. It sounds miraculous, right? It sounds amazing. It sounds perfect, especially if you come from that Dave Ramsey perspective, which I had done at that time. Now, that being said, I had set up on me whole life insurance policies that were not good. They took really into the third year to have cash value in there, to have actual savings in there that I could use. Well, by the time I hit year three, the recession was already hardcore in session. We were having major issues there. I was having cash flow issues and I couldn't keep that policy. I lost it. Even though I put $25,000 into two different policies, I had no money to show for it, nothing. So therefore I lost my policies. The most expensive term insurance policy I'd ever paid. Horrible. And I remember I asked up front because I knew, remember I was insurance licensed. I could sell insurance. I asked them, I said, could I overfund this to where I have some more cash in the beginning? The agent said no. Now, after I found out later that that was incorrect, I went to this agent and we had a little debate in our office. It actually lasted for 2 hours. He said, Chris, you got to do it this way. And I said, yes, but this way I'm learning to make even more cash is better. So anyways, we have this argument back and forth. Finally, it came down to after I knocked down all of his objections and all of his points, after I battled them all, he just said, Chris, I can't afford to cut my commissions that way. And I was like, well, that's it. Like, that's why I will never send you a referral again for these insurance policies, because it's just, you're doing it as a waste of money, really. Anyways, I'm bringing this up to give you some context that I didn't really fully understand it when I got in. And so when I was taught about using to pay off your debt, I thought, well, that's cool because I can just pay myself back. I'm just borrowing from paying myself interest. That is 100% false. So if you've ever heard people say, yeah, you pay yourself back the interest, that is 100% false. You do not pay yourself back interest at all. What's actually happening is this, is that you have the cash inside this policy. It's like a tax-free supercharged savings account. You can get a line of credit against it with the insurance company or through even a bank. There are banks that will actually give you lines of credit against it. Now, the insurance company or the banks will charge you interest for that money. However, the cool thing is that you can earn more in the compounding interest than that they're charging you on the simple interest. I want to repeat that again, is that your money's still in there earning compounding interest while they're charging you just simple interest. And therefore, you can make more money than what you're owing, what you're paying on that interest. So let me give you an example, right? Say that you have a policy with $100,000 in there. You're earning a 5% rate of return tax-free on that money. So that means you made $5,000 in interest. But let's just say that the loan you got against it was at 4%. Now, the loan, let's just say you get a loan for, say, $100,000. You wouldn't get exactly that much because you can get 95% of it, but let's just say it's $100,000. $100,000, you get charged 4%, meaning you were charged $4,000. Now, normally, this is why you want to borrow from a policy versus just pulling the money out, which you can do. The reason you want to borrow from it is because you're making that spread, that extra 1%. You made that extra $1,000 on your money. Understand that if you could pull out all $100,000 out of it, what would happen is that now that money does not earn any interest. It's gone. But instead, what we're doing is we can actually borrow, get a line of credit against it. The money's still in there, protected against credit lawsuits and creditors in most states, tax-free. You can get a line of credit against it. So this money is here untouched. Your money does not get touched. And vice versa, you get this line of credit against it. Think of it like a HELOC, like a home equity line of credit you get against your house. You pull the money out and you can pay it back with interest-only payments or whatever. The nice thing is with the life insurance, you can pay it back however, whenever you want in most cases. You could pay it back never and then just take out that portion that you owe on those loans and they take out your death benefit to your family and then pay your family the rest tax-free. You could pay it back with interest only, you can pay back with principal and interest, you can pay back with less than interest only. You can do whatever you want and do it however you want. So here's what's great, is that as you pay back, say that $100,000 you used to invest, and let's just say you make $1,000 a month from that money, right? Well, that $1,000 a month you can take and pay back towards the line of credit. This is very similar to doing the velocity banking strategy with your home equity line of credit, where people will pull out all their money from their home equity, and then they'll take the cash flow from that investment to pay down that line of credit to then run it up and use it again. Very similar, but big difference. One, I actually had somebody say, hey, can you address velocity banking? I actually did that 2 years ago. I think it was episode number 406, where I talked about velocity banking more in detail. Here's the thing. Banks can cut back your line of credits at any time. It can work in a calculator. In practicality, don't rely on that strategy of using your HELOC to pay down your HELOC and then charge back up to go and invest again. I would much rather pull out my HELOC and let it stay out, keep investing it, and keeping that cash flow building up somewhere else, which I could do inside my life insurance. The life insurance, the nice thing is that those lines of credit, they're open, they're easy because everything's guaranteed. Banks won't freak out because they're not worried about home values dropping because your life insurance is guaranteed to always grow when it's inside of a whole life policy. So banks love to lend against it. By the way, there's banks actually lending at 3% right now, 3% that you can get that low of a rate while you're earning at least 5% tax-free. So the cool thing is if I get it at 3%, that same $100,000, I'm only paying $3,000 while making $5,000. I netted $2,000 doing nothing. Where if I did that from a savings account, I would net zero. Zero. So this is the way you can earn money in interest in two places at the same time. Now, those of you that have heard my other episodes talking about infinite banking, you already get this conceptually, or maybe you just got a few little light bulbs just now. I say this because what so many people don't understand is that you're not pulling the money out of your policy. The cash in your policy is left alone. The bank or the insurance companies are just giving you a line of credit against it, and you pay the interest back to them at 3, 4, 5, even 6+%. There's some insurance companies out there that even some I've worked with that they'll have loan rates as high as 8%. You don't want those, by the way. And that's why a lot of people with Northwestern policies say, oh, this thing is horrible for infinite banking. This doesn't work. You're right. And they're expensive too. So they actually waste money. Anyways, so you are paying interest back to the bank. What happens though, is if you pay more than interest only, you're paying down that line of credit and therefore freeing up the cash to use again, to invest again. So like in that example, you have $100,000, you make $1,000 a month. Yes, you are being charged. Say it's 4% interest. You're being charged that money. It's paying it down. You are paying principal, but you're also paying interest as it's paying it downward, right? And the more you pay it down, the less and less you pay in interest, just like any kind of loan, but it is a loan. So when I get people saying, Chris, I think I want to use this to buy my car, or Chris, I want to use this to buy a house or even an investment property, I would say, stop, wait. Here's the key thing is that let's just say that that loan rate is 5%, right? I'll go right in the middle of where a lot of companies are, 5% loan rate, but you can get an auto loan through the bank or your credit union, or even a mortgage at 3%. I would do that. Because why would I want to get a higher interest rate loan through the insurance company or through a bank, through another bank using my life insurance? Instead, I would rather use the bank for all the cheap money they can give me. Same thing with investment properties. I will leverage the bank as much as they can. Even if it's in the fours, I'm okay with that because I will use the insurance policy to then use that for the down payment on my investment property. So anything I can't get bank money on, especially if it's cheap around 5-6% or less, if I can't get that through the bank, okay, then I use my insurance policy. Any money I can't use, normal investments. If I'm doing a syndication, I can definitely use my policy because I'm not borrowing from the bank unless I can get a home equity line of credit against it. I can use that money and invest. This is why I'll max out my home equity line of credit, not pay down principal. I might pay down a few cents a month, but nothing significant. But when I pay that, I just pay interest only on my home equity line of credit, leaving my money out investing. And then I can use that extra cash flow to either go in my policy to then use that to double dip and earn more interest on. Does that make sense? So what I'm really trying to do is I'm trying to get my money to pay me more times than just once. I want that investment to pay me and I want my life insurance to pay me. But I will not use my life insurance to go get loans or to pay for things that I can get cheap bank loans for. That's why I don't use it to pay off cars. I don't use it to pay off houses. I use this money for things that either I have to use a credit card for or banks won't give me money for. That's how I use it. Remember, you are not paying interest to yourself. You are paying interest to that bank or to that insurance company. That's where the interest goes, not to your own account. Now, when you pay down extra principal, then you're paying yourself. But just understand that that's such a key thing. The problem is there's so many insurance salesmen out there that say, well, I make these really high cost. I don't really make them that effective. How do I get people to want to buy this or put all their money into it? That's the one thing that drives me nuts too. When people try to use this for their bill payments, not a great idea. If people are trying to use this all the time for just doing monthly transactions, the interest is not worth all the work. You don't really make that much or save that much. It's a headache and the ROI is tiny. And so when people will tell you, oh, well, you're paying yourself back, a lot of times they're just telling you to do that as a way to sell you more insurance. But the truth, and by the way, if this is designed correctly, the truth should stand on its own two legs just fine. It'll stand fine and it will make perfect no-brainer sense for many of you. And that's this, is that you are paying interest to a bank or to the insurance company. But unlike other lines of credit you get through the bank, you have cash in here paying you. By the way, you can do this with a savings account. You can actually go to the bank, say, hey, I've got a savings account here. Will you give me a line of credit against the savings account? And they'll say yes. Now, they might charge you at least 2-3% interest on that money while also only paying you 0.0%, which you get taxed on in that place. And that's why we don't usually use that strategy, do we? But this is no different. All we're doing is now we're using the life insurance that's paying us much higher, generally between at least a net. This is net after all the insurance costs come out of at least 4-5% tax-free. This is almost the same as if you had an IRA that you had to pay taxes on, but earning about 7%, depending on your tax bracket. So the cool thing is we're still earning good money in here, and we can get a line of credit against it to then also still make a spread on our money. That is free extra money that you're earning while also utilizing it for investments, whether utilizing it within your business. If you have an investment inside your business, you want to be able to make more money. Again, I recommend to use this in something that will give you a return. This can also just be used as a line of credit, you know, or a line of credit, or even just an emergency savings account. You might just want cash sitting on the side because you know a recession is coming like I do. And you wonder, maybe I want to keep some cash liquid for the even greater opportunities that will come as things start to crash. As people start to try to sell off assets, well, I want to have money in my account, not just sitting in a bank earning nothing, losing to inflation, but instead sitting inside my life insurance that I can now use and deploy right when it's needed. That's the kind of things I'm doing with my policy right now. And by the way, I will use this for my emergency reserves. My wife wants to keep at least 200 grand sitting in savings, sitting in a bank at 0.05%, and then getting taxed on money means I make almost nothing on that money versus keeping 3/4 of that, about 150 grand inside my policy, and then keeping a little bit in the bank or online savings accounts. Now I'm earning way more money tax-free. With this interest, I don't even have to report on my taxes. That's even easier than my savings account, which I still have to take that stupid little thing with a few bucks of interest that the bank pays me and give it to my CPA to tell them to report. I don't have to do any of that with my life insurance. It's there. It's growing tax-free. It comes out tax-free. And when I die, it pays my heirs tax-free. It's like a Roth IRA without all the restrictions and headaches that go with it. That's the thing I love about it. Now, of course, you know, what are the downfalls of it? If it's not designed right, this thing will be the biggest waste of money. Just like I said in the beginning, it's got to be designed properly. If you're not even sure, if you already have one of these and you're not sure if it's designed properly, you can reach out to us on moneyripples.com, go to the contact us page and say, hey, can I have somebody review my policies, make sure these are set up correctly? Now, they may not have been set up correctly, but they might've been around long enough that we might say, you know what, you've paid your dues, let's just stick with it. Or maybe we make some changes. I've had somebody where they actually had seven-year-old policies that normally would never touch, but because they were such crappy returns, specifically Northwestern Mutual and a few other companies, such crappy returns and design of that policy that it was actually costing them an extra $2.25 million more than what we could do with that money instead in the same exact situation. Needless to say, we rolled the money over tax-free, moving to a new policy that was better returning. And even if you haven't done this before, again, reach out to us if you want to see how that could apply to your situation. If you're paycheck to paycheck, this is not a good strategy to do. If you don't have any extra money where you don't even have enough money to even put money in a 401k or IRA, this probably isn't the right timing for you. You might just be fine with a simple term insurance. Now, also, if you're in bad health, or you're a tobacco user, it's not going to be a great fit for you. It might be better for a family member, however. So maybe your family members who might be in better health or younger or whatever it might be, if you're under the age of 70, it usually works great. Just so you know, 55 is not too old. In fact, 55 is still young in my book. So just know that if even in your at least mid-60s and younger, this can still work. But if you're over in your 70s or you're not in great health, you might want to look at a different strategy or a different way of doing this. Needless to say, if you have questions, you can always reach out to us on moneyripples.com. Go to the contact us page and ask, because I want you to know, I don't want you making the same mistakes I made that cost me literally tens of thousands of dollars that were wasted. And I don't want you guys to be in that same boat. This is why I came out of retirement the second time, is because I saw so many people, even in the infinite banking space, teaching and sounding like it's all wonderful and great. But when it came down to it, the reality was miserable. It did not look like the brochure. Let's just say it that much. So guys, again, if you have questions, you reach out to us. I want you to get the biggest bang for your buck so that your money can pay you twice, not just once in your investments, but twice. You can double dip on your returns. Do not use this for paying down low interest loans, or even using this instead of getting low interest loans. Leverage the bank for all you can, and then leverage this for the money you either can't get with the bank or you can't get for a decent rate. Go and make it a prosperous week. We'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.